you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is The Vault by Access Hollywood.
We're taking you on an epic journey into the heart of Hollywood with iconic interviews and fascinating conversations from the biggest stars in the business.
The Vault opens now.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. This is The Vault, and I am Zuri Hall.
And I am Scott Evans.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. And like I said, you're listening to The Vault by Access Hollywood. Today on the podcast, we are pressing play on some throwback clips of one of, if not maybe the most famous woman in the entire world.
Yeah.
Certainly in the upper echelon. She's a television personality, a beauty and fashion icon, an entrepreneur, a philanthropist, and so much more. We're talking about KK, Kim K, Kimmy
Kim K.
Cakes. Yeah, Kim Kardashian. That's a term of endearment.
Yeah. What is kind of baffling is that in person, she is one of the sweetest people you'll meet.
She's so kind. Very kind.
She is so kind. She's so soft-spoken. She's even, I think, really thoughtful in interviews with her. Like she, when she doesn't want to answer a question, she's like, she's not, it's not like a, looking over
like
to the corner.
It's not bitchy or rude. It's,
no.
She's able to gracefully pivot out of things she doesn't want to talk about, which is the most you can ask.
Yeah. Exactly. It is something to see her in person. I will never forget my first time ever meeting her in person was on the CFDA red carpet the day the Vanity Fair cover with I Am Kate dropped.
I Am Kate.
I remember handing her the magazine, and one of the lead questions was about how she had gifted Caitlyn her glam squad to get ready for the shoot. And their family moment made worldwide headlines. I thought she was really thoughtful in her response. But there is something about a Kim K in-person situation. She changes the room she walks in. She just, you can't help it. She can't help it.
And she's so tiny too. Like, that's one thing that the first time I ever met her struck me. You know, you think of this larger than life personality. Obviously the Kardashians are known for their glitz and their glamour and bigger is better. And let's be quite frank, even the everything just translates larger than life, but she's 5'2". She is
tiny.
She's the tiniest little thing and beautiful and stunning. But she was just, I was so surprised that she was that tiny when I first met her. I'd not been expecting that. But she's certainly larger than life. She has a very sweet, demure personality that I think offsets the larger than life of it all in a very interesting way.
Yeah. Well, okay. So up first in today's episode, you know, we can't talk about Kim without talking about Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And don't lie. Before you worked at E, had you seen an episode of The Kardashians?
Yes, yes. I wasn't like a faithful watcher. I don't think I've ever been the new episode came out and I got to be there like front row center, but I've watched.
Only thing I've known you be like that is a Law and Order.
Right, first of all, don't sleep on SVU, Special Victims Unit. Shout out to Mariska. You know what I'm saying? We love a true crime queen. But, well, honestly, Kim about to be a true crime queen while she playing out here. taking the bar exam, but we'll get to that momentarily. But no, I was a casual watcher of the show. It was one of those things where when they first came on the scene, they were the first to really do it, right? So they were the dawn of a new era. And it was like, what is this reality TV thing? Why is this family led and is just be all up in their business? So it was fascinating.
And where is Bruce? Right. Remember, because that was the whole concept. It was like, how is Bruce keeping up with all of these women, all of this stuff going on, yes. this family dynamic, and Rob? It was like, yes. how Rob. Are we going to get Rob and we're going to get Bruce through this episode?
Honestly, I never had more compassion for grown-ass men than watching Bruce and Rob.
Try.
Do it. Try. That's the word. If that don't sum up their experience in that household... Just trying.
It should have been called trying in the house.
Robin Bruce, try.
Try. It is unreal to think that it is one of the longest running reality TV shows on air.
Yep. And certainly one of, if not the most successful. I think it kind of goes without saying, right? Like it was a behemoth of a show and it launched multiple careers. When you think about the fact that each of these women have carved out
product lines.
And, yes, it's insane. It was the beginning of the influencer.
It was the beginning of the influencer.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. It's like, okay, so you got 20 seasons. You got 260 episodes. You've got it landing on the list of top 100 most watched series on television. Received multiple nominations, Teen Choice Awards. It was one of the biggest reality shows on TV. And so we sat down with Kim, Chloe, and Courtney, the trifecta, as they were otherwise known, in 2008 at a restaurant. Imagine just catching up with Kim, Chloe, and Courtney at a restaurant, right?
Super you couldn't cash.
Even give it a cash. The second season aired, and we just wanted to know about the success of the show and what it meant to them that their family was resonating with so many people. Listen to this.
I think we have gotten so much closer because, you know, we're stuck together all the time, but I've really enjoyed how much closer I've gotten with them. Because we were always close, but it was more like, okay, we'll be at the stores, and then we go our separate ways. Now we're like, okay, let's go do this, let's do this, and we go to, like, events together, and it's just, I don't know,
but I think what's cool is that we've realized that we're in a position that we're so privileged to, number one, we get paid to hang out with our family. Yeah. Basically, our job is to hang out with our family and eat hot dogs with you.
Eat dogs.
So I think that it's like we just got back from New Orleans. We built a home. I always am saying my manicure. I've not had a manicure since we built a home.
Really? Is that with
the
Reggie?
The three of us.
No.
Was he part of that or no?
No.
Yeah, well, no. He didn't come with us to do that, but it was because he had a celebrity pool tournament. He invited all of us to come out for charity, his 619 Foundation, where basically gives back to different families in New Orleans. And so we were so fortunate to share what we do in our lives with this one family. And it was so rewarding to surprise them with different things. And
I just think that right now we're blessed with a voice that not a lot of people have. And it's, we want to use it in a useful way. And it's, you know, it's good to show us, you know, our fighting and our bickering, but it's also like in this season, you're showing us getting registered to vote and just young people taking a stand in things that we need to be doing in our lives. And life is not just about parties and fighting and
shopping. Well, that's the thing. This show, what I think any show that's successful has to have heart in it.
Yeah.
And this show does. When you took in the homeless guy, I mean,
Shorty,
what a nice, I mean, that was, it was sweet.
I love Shorty.
Going down to New Orleans and actually doing something, it's also sweet, but it's also a good message. Young people are more involved these days.
Honestly, it is so, like this season, we saw the first three episodes last night and we just said, this is so much better than last season.
Wow.
I forgot about Shorty. That's how many storylines, you know what I mean?
Listen, like, if the Kardashians gonna give you something, it's a storyline, honey, okay? They stay with a plot twist on a Tuesday. I'm like,
oh, man.
A Tuesday
and a spinoff. Remember that?
So many spinoffs.
The Miami, Courtney and Chloe
do Miami. And then I think they did the Hamptons. And
Then we got Chloe After Dark.
Chloe After Dark.
Remember that?
Wait. Kylie had a spinoff for a minute, but remember she had one season and then China and Rob and Chris was like, we're reining it in. We're actually going to stand down on this one. China and Rob, one season, also another stand down moment.
Stand down moment.
But a lot of spinoffs nonetheless.
Listen, it is a measure of the success when you can get a spinoff. What y'all don't know is that we got a spinoff of The Vault coming next season. Did you know?
I didn't know. What's the spinoff?
It's called The Cutting Room Floor.
Stupid, shut up.
The Cutting Room Floor by Access Hollywood.
I can't wait.
Yeah, did you know?
No, you heard it here first, though. I can't wait. The Cutting
Room
Floor.
It's all the stuff that didn't make it onto this show. When our producers have said, now y'all know y'all can't say that.
You can't be talking about that on the air, but now you can watch, you can listen. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Get into that. But it is cool to hear them talk about working with their family, because you know how that narrative would kind of evolve from how much of a blessing is it that we get paid to hang out with our family. That narrative quickly changed to, I wouldn't want to do this with anyone else.
Right.
I would not want to be going through this same thing with any other group of people. And only these people really understand this thing that we're going through.
Yeah, exactly. And it almost became more and more and more of that, right? In a way that I think, to be quite frank, is a bit bittersweet. It's one thing to start it and say, oh, only these people get what's going on. But the more you live your life in that bubble, the more those people really are the only people who get what's going on. And so you almost feel like they rely on each other more as the years go by. They're almost forced to be close, whether they like it or not, as the years go by, because not many people can understand what they're going through, because I think many families have been willing, particularly after them, but not many, if any, have reached the level of notoriety, of fame, of accomplished in the space that they have. And so even when they have their momentary breakups, right, the sisters fight or literally a romantic breakup or whatever, like it's only a matter of time before they're going to circle back around, because the circle is tight.
It's tight. You gotta be tight. And there is nothing I like more in a Kardashian season than usually if Khloe is going after, or Khloe and Kim are going toe-to-toe.
Oh my God.
Because Kim's delivery is so much different than Khloe's. Like, she refuses. Like, even her yell is at most a 40% effort.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
She's like, it makes me be like, do I need anger management? Kim will be so mad and be like, Khloe, honestly, I'm fucking pissed. Like, you don't even know. I am enraged. I will just light this whole bitch on fire. And I'm like, that was me on Monday before I said my prayers. Like, what is she talking about?
Yes. Woo! It is the gift that keeps on giving. You know what? Matter of fact, I'm about to pull up one of those clips right now. Let's go to a break real quick. I need to see Kim go at Khloe one more time. We'll be back.
I am so pissed. We're back from break. We're moving forward in today's episode. Shout out to the Kardashians. This one's all about Kim K. We're going to jump ahead to 2010. By this point in Kim's career, she was a massive star. The Kardashians were a success. They were in their fifth season. She launched a number of successful brands and products. And this was like the dawn of social media too. Access actually sat down with Kim to talk about her success. And we asked her what she wanted to be described as. This is what she had to say.
Do you want to be called a celebrity, a brand, a businesswoman, an entrepreneur? What's the word that you like to categorize yourself most as?
I would say a businesswoman or an entrepreneur. I think that, you know, before the show, I was, you know, a businesswoman, and I was always thinking of different ideas. And I always knew that as much as I love fashion and I love, you know, fragrance and everything that I'm, you know, kind of have my hands in, I just always envisioned this, that I was just going to be more behind the scenes, more just taking care of the business side of everything, which is what I'm so passionate about. So having a show and all that is obviously is my vehicle to be visible, to have all of these products. But I really like to think of myself as my brand is for my fans, because I just really respond to what they're asking for on Twitter and on Facebook and my blog. Every time they ask me for something, like, well, how do you stay in such good shape? I'm like, okay, well, this is how, and this is what, you know, you can do. Or if they ask me, you know, what skincare products do you use? I can, you know, come up with a great skincare line and give that to them. So we just, I love just taking on new projects and seeing them grow.
You know what the craziest part about that was? When she mentioned social media and she was like, you know, like Twitter and Facebook. And then that was it. I was like, wait, what about Instagram? Oh my God. Instagram wasn't even a thing. Wasn't even a thing yet. And I dare say that's like creme de la creme at this point in the game. I feel like Insta is like the medium through which most of the women reach their audience, right?
Yeah, for a little while, I remember it was Snapchat until I think was it Kylie who said that it had died, right? Was it Kylie, I think?
And then it killed Snap in that moment, had it not been dead already.
I mean, it was rough.
Someone like Kylie Jenner denouncing or being like, oh yeah, that's so whack. Like, that's basically a kiss of death. No shade to Snap.
No shade to Snap at all. Listening to that clip, do you know what I thought about?
What?
The fact that this is a woman whose father was on the defense team for O.J. Simpson in one of the most publicized murder trials in history. She would go on to be friends with Paris Hilton and was like an organizer, wardrobe.
Like a wardrobe curator.
Yeah, like she would come in and fix your closet, organize your home, that kind of thing. Like that was a business she had started at a pretty young age. Mm-hmm. And is now one of, if not the most famous woman, probably behind Oprah, on the planet, right? Like how incredible a story, how incredible a rise. Like, and I'm not saying certainly that I've agreed with everything that she's ever been behind or that has happened to her or that I'm a stone cold fan of her through and through, but it is something kind of amazing and like the American dream story that this is something that happened. And people always talk about when they talk about the success of Kim or any of their Kardashians is how the ultimate orchestrator, the ultimate momager, Kris, none of it would happen without her.
If I could just have Kris Jenner in my life for 13 days, just 13 days with that woman wielding my puppet strings, when I tell you I would be president of the United States of America.
It's very likely.
It doesn't matter what you think or don't think about the family, about her, whatever. There's something to be said for her business acumen and her ability to make something out of nothing or just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
She'll do it. All you need is a little something, and Kris gonna make it everything.
Yeah. And to see Kim make a pivot lately to trying to figure out how to use her platform for more than commerce, how to use her platform for more than, you know, her personal economy kind of situation. It's a kind of neat thing.
Yeah.
Going back to school to study law, about to take or just took the bar. To me, that's a pretty cool thing. And for her to be like, I don't really care what y'all think about it. I have gotten hip to the fact this is also kind of my father's legacy, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And my family, and I'm picking up that mantle and I'm going to try to do something more with this platform that I've been given.
Yeah. And I say good for her in that, you know, people have their thoughts and their ideas, but at the end of the day, if the result of her efforts is people who should be walking free, people whose cases should be amplified, being amplified, I don't care how it happens. I don't care who the vessel is. I don't care what the medium is. It's good work. It's important work. It's necessary. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's something that's important for a lot of people to remember, you know, particularly with the chapter that Kim is carving out for herself right now. But before she got to this point, obviously, you know, that last clip we played was from 2010. It's kind of wild to think about what would follow in just the few years. Life comes at the Kardashians fast, yo. A year in Calabasas. Like 10 years in anywhere else in the world, because I'm like, wait, what? It's March, but in January she was with who? He was with what? Wait, she just bought the house. They flipped it. They sold it already. I thought they just
done.
So 2010 is that clip that we heard. By 2011, Kim was married to Kris Humphries. Didn't last too long. It was about a 2-year relationship, but we all saw that marriage, right? That was televised. They had the wedding special. Did you watch, Scott?
I remember the wedding special because I remember, wasn't it Kris like, it has to be perfect. It has to be perfect. And Kim at one point was kind of like, this is my wedding. I need you to relax. She was like, it has to be perfect.
So obviously the marriage and then the subsequent divorce, but she's always been so open with her personal life, right? And it's the blessing and the curse of their reality. And not long after that, Kanye West came on the scene, of course, and they tied the knot in 2014 and had all those beautiful babies. They have four now. Is it four children that they share that they're calling?
So it is
North is first, the OG.
Mm-hmm. Then you have
Saint was second.
Then Chicago. Uh-huh.
And then Psalm. Yeah. So four. And North they had before they tied the knot. They did get married in Florence, Italy in a very lavish ceremony in May of 2014. And it was absolutely stunning. By then, North was already on the scene. And then not too long after that, obviously, they had their second kid, son, Saint West, in December of 2015, and two more to follow. Now, despite all the success, obviously all of the wins and the excitement in her personal life at that time, she was still being criticized by people. Some people said she was fake or disingenuous. This is what she had to say to those critics back in this 2015 interview that we did with her. Listen to this.
I get more fed up with questions like, you know, I was traveling recently and I was doing a press day and people were like, you know, how do you feel about when people say, what do you do? And I'm like, I'm here working, aren't I? Like, I'm here to promote something. I said, hey, why don't you do this? Tell someone else that you think can do it. Tell them to do everything that I've done in my career and see if they end up exactly where I'm at. Try it. Just, I dare you, try it. And see if you can put in all the hard work that I could do. So, I mean, questions like that are just more...
That makes you irritated.
A little bit irritated, but just, I'm over it. I just don't even give it like the attention. I'm just like, try it, see if it works for you.
Right, and some people thought it might be a flash in the pan. It's been a long time. How long has it been? I mean, this ride
it's been about
of
8 years.
Of real global fame.
8 years, and it's been so much fun.
And it's still going.
Oh yeah, it is. It absolutely is. If there's one thing you can't knock, Kim will work now. She's got some hustle in her. She has the work ethic, you know, like the fact that they stay with a brand deal, with an announcement, with the beauty line. I think she's coming up with a home goods line. You know, I love that she keeps her eye on the prize.
Speaking of her business mind and how busy she is, she's always done it with a kind of like respect for everyone's time. Kim, I will say, has never been late for a interview.
Right.
She's always showed up on time.
Yep.
She's always delivered to the point where like you can get like a good chuckle out of her when she's trying to keep it together. You know what I mean? So we've been talking about the business mind of Kim, right? And how busy she's been. And really though, how in the midst of all the craziness that can be surrounding her, she still manages to have that human element, that respect and decorum in public situations where a lot of people in this industry that we talk to and interact with don't always feel obligated to have that. So this next clip is actually from an interview that I had with her in 2018 when she was just days away from welcoming their daughter, Chicago, via surrogate. In fact, I think it was maybe a week or two after this interview, Chicago was born. And we were talking about what it is like to be expecting a child in this kind of way, and also giving so many women who had complications with carrying themselves a voice, right? Someone to point to in media that says, okay, she's doing it, I can do it, or I didn't even know that was an option for me. Before our interview started, we had this brief conversation about why it's important to treat people and how even when people aren't watching, it should be something that is a priority for you.
This has been my experience of you, really, and your family, from my first experience. You've always been super respectful of the people who it takes to make all this happen.
Thank you.
I've always noticed that.
Because it's always everyone else that really has the hard work, right?
But I mean, even like Kendall and Kylie, like I did the, I went to Paris with...
That's not what I heard. I'm just kidding.
Right,
just kidding.
But I mean, I went to Paris with Kindle for Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
And I mean, every person who touched her face, she was, thank you, this looks so great. Or, you know,
that's
if there was a note.
That's what I love. Like when I'm working with some of the same people that she works with, they'll say to me, like, oh my God, I just worked with your sister, especially at the beginning when she was first getting into modeling.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, she's so polite. She's so nice. That's so refreshing. It's so, you know, and I was like, I would text her like, keep it up. Everyone's saying the best things about you. There's already enough, you know, people attacking on every other subject. So
keep
with
this.
Everything you could be in this world, just like be kind,
yeah.
Be nice to people, and that'll take you really far.
I love that.
Yeah. And it's funny because in the same breath, I've also seen Kim on a carpet tell people, you need to relax. She's like, hey,
chill.
Everyone's going to get the picture. I'm not going to leave without y'all getting the picture.
Oh, let's trust.
Bring-
yeah. No, I do. I hear that the interview that you had with her, and I really, it's safe to say, and this is someone who, you know, worked for 5 years under the network, you know, where the show aired and had a lot of interactions with all of them, all of the entire family. And she has consistently shown up as that, right? She's always been kind or gracious, whether she's trying to get in and out, like there's a way to do a thing, right? I'm not saying that she's like, I'm going to sit here for 25,000 hours and whatever everybody needs,
no,
I'll
certainly.
Always give. But there's a way to set boundaries. There's a way to express what you want and what you don't. There's a way to express when you're unhappy. And in this industry, it's really easy for people to get caught up in the sauce and get caught up in their own hype and forget that there's a way that you can do things. And so I've always admired that.
And we're talking like not even with necessarily cameras rolling. We're talking about like someone who has opened the door for her or said, you know, here's where you're going to stand. Or, you know, like those people often can be ignored. Right?
Yeah.
Or can seem invisible to members you're interviewing. I'm pretty sure this was around the time that Courtney, she had already had an at-home birth. And so Kim was like, you know, what's my birth situation going to be? And she was big into crystals and that kind of thing. And so we gave her this gift for a smooth, uneventful delivery of Chicago. And she was so receptive to the stone. I remember her holding it and being like, she was like, I'm going to hold this while I'm giving birth. And I looked at the cameraman. I was like, what?
Wait, we need to confirm. Did you circle back around and ask her if it was?
No, because I wouldn't see her again for, I mean, maybe a year. Could you imagine being like, hey, did you hold my rock?
Remember?
You hold my rock. Courtney never gave birth at home. She just, she pulled the babies out herself.
No, I'm so glad you said it. Because I will never forget.
She didn't give birth at home.
And
she
I was
just
like,
pulled them out herself.
Whatever the hell Courtney did, whatever she's on, whatever this is what I want. Courtney literally was like, just fuck it. I'll do it myself. And just like pull the baby out.
Pull the baby out.
Completely unbothered. So calm and cool. And was like, he's here now.
Yeah. On TV.
With the camera.
I remember seeing her reach down and pull the baby out. Like,
it was amazing. I aspire.
I will say, though, it does seem kind of like an end of an era with the announcement that Kim and Kanye were filing for a divorce, right? It does kind of seem like things got to a point where how do you manage? And we only know, you know, a fraction, I'm sure. But your heart goes out to them and their beautiful, beautiful family.
And that's the thing, right? It's like at the end of the day, regardless of what the headlines are saying, regardless of what's going on between these two adults, there are four beautiful children who are very much loved by their parents. That's something that has been made very clear. So I just hope truly, and I hope this for everyone, because I myself am a child living with divorced parents, that there can be privacy and respect granted during that dissolution and whatever comes to be because of those four kids, you know, like they live a very public life, but at the end of the day, the kids didn't sign up for that. They were born into it. And so my hope is always with any children that are part of these celebrity families or couples, my hope is that, you know, privacy and grace is extended particularly to the children because,
it's
you know
not
what
them.
I mean?
It's not
you know?
Them.
And it's so easy to pick things apart and wonder what if and speculate, but oftentimes at the expense of the kids too. So it seems like they're dedicated to co-parenting in a, yeah. in a healthy way. And their children are clearly their top priority. I know as a, particularly Kim is so vocal about those babies, about how much she loves them and cares for them and is constantly posting and sharing them. It is certainly the end of an era and it is bittersweet. But if there's one thing Kim is good at and that family's good at, but particularly Kim, it is the art of reinvention. It is the art of a second act, of a third act, of a fourth act. And it's very clear the direction that she's headed in for this next act, right? Today, she's 40 years old. She's been working on her law degree and obviously, you know, very vocal about the work that she's doing in that space. And even after 7 years of marriage, the fact that she and Kanye are, you know, deciding to split up and go their separate ways doesn't take away from all of the success that each of them has achieved individually and as a unit. They've done a lot of really cool things together mm-hmm. as a couple creatively. And I'm excited to see what's next for her, right? She, according to Forbes, she's been listed as having a net worth of $1 billion. And she is certainly a true Hollywood story. Yes, I said billion with a B, y'all.
With a B.
It's only up from here. We know Kim is going, she going to keep the hustle going. She going to have another something popping up, another brand, another business. She's staying building that
call my agents. We got to do something. We got to do something else.
Right. We got to cook it up. I'm trying to give me the Kim K. I'll take the Kim K special, please.
Right. On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
Lord have mercy.
So we're excited to see what's coming next for her. That wraps it up for this episode of The Vault by Access Hollywood. Make sure y'all are subscribed to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever. Wherever you get your podcasts, we're there. I'm Zuri Hall.
And I'm Scott Evans.
And we will see you in the next one. Bye, guys.
The Vault by Access Hollywood is hosted by Scott Evans and Zuri Hall, produced by Access Hollywood Digital's Jenny Depper and Rebecca Zamer, and Digital Media Management's Grant Rutter, Audrey Povar, and Ryan Middledorf, and Trey Boudet. Join us next week when we open up that vault again for more iconic celebrity interviews and all things entertainment. Rate, subscribe, and share.